Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, September 26th, Pope Francis urges humanity to open our hearts and borders to migrants and refugees seeking a better life. Residents on the Spanish island of La Palma are seeking to return to normality, with the Pope praying for those affected by the recent volcanic eruption. And the Cardinal Secretary of State urges the UN General Assembly to instill hope in commitments to revitalize the world after the pandemic. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. As the Church celebrates the 107th edition of the World Day of Migrants and Refugees, Pope Francis has invited all Catholics to open our hearts to those who have left their homes. Speaking at the Sunday Angelus, the Pope said all people must walk together without prejudice and without fear, drawing near to the most vulnerable, migrants, refugees, displaced persons, victims of human trafficking, and the abandoned. He added that everyone is called to build a more inclusive world which excludes no one. The Pope's words on Sunday recall his message for the 2021 Migrants and Refugees Day, which was released in early May. In the message, Pope Francis urged humanity to journey towards an ever wider we, as Father Benedict Mayaki reports.
Setting the scene for his message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, Pope Francis explained that in the encyclical Fratelli Tutti, he had expressed a hope and a concern that once this health crisis passes, we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us. For this reason, the Pope said that he has chosen to devote this year's message to the theme Towards an Ever Wider We, in order to indicate a clear horizon for our common journey in this world. Annually, the World Day for Migrants and Refugees is the last Sunday of September. It is a day set aside to express concern and show solidarity for different vulnerable people on the move and to pray for them as they face many challenges. Considering the history of this we, Pope Francis notes that the horizon is already present in God's creative plan, because God created humankind in His image, blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." In doing so, God created us different yet complementary in order to form a we. However, when in disobedience we turned away from God, God wished to offer us a path of reconciliation, not as individuals but as a people, a we meant to embrace the entire human family without exception. The Holy Father then highlighted that in our present time, this we willed by God is broken and fragmented, wounded and disfigured. To remedy the brokenness of this we, Pope Francis stresses that we are all in the same boat and called to work together so that there will be no more walls that separate us. He therefore appealed to the Catholic faithful and to all men and women of the world to advance together towards an ever wider we. Further addressing the members of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis emphasized the importance of the commitment to becoming ever faithful to our being Catholic. He pointed out that we must even now learn to live together in harmony and peace, especially as our societies will have a colorful future enriched by diversity and cultural exchanges. He added that in order to ensure the proper care of our common home, we must become a we that is ever wider and co-responsible in the profound conviction that whatever good is done in our world is done for present and future generations. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
Several Catholic organizations are marking Migrants and Refugees Day through various initiatives, including one promoted by Caritas Italy. Several dozen participants marched from the Castel Sant'Angelo towards St. Peter's Square ahead of the Angelus prayer today. Monsignor Robert Vitillo is the Secretary General of the International Catholic Migration Commission. He spoke to Vatican Radio about the importance of celebrating Migrants and Refugees Day.
We wanted to, first of all, express our deep appreciation to Pope Francis for his message on the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, and also the fact that the Church observes an event like this, because it is so necessary for us to call attention not only at the level of the international community, but especially of the faithful Catholics and Christians, that we have a responsibility as Christians to welcome the stranger. And we see more and more throughout the world that doors and borders are closing and not allowing people even to make a claim for asylum when they have been victimized by persecution and when their lives are in danger. And for this reason, we are very grateful for the theme that the Pope has chosen for this year, which is Toward an Ever Greater We. Too many countries seem to be closing rather than opening up to the ever greater we. I, as an American citizen, I'm very sorry to see some of the practices that are now being put into place in the country where I was born, because this is the country that received my grandparents, Italian grandparents, who left Italy because of deep poverty where they were and who were accepted in the United States and then who contributed their talents as so many other refugees and immigrants did there. So we think it's very important to call attention to this. Also, we think it's very important to speak as organizations that are the first responders. We're in the field. We're helping the people who are refugees and displaced persons in all parts of the world. And it's harder and harder for us to do that because many, many people do not feel the obligation to support even the humanitarian assistance that we do, to support our protection of refugees throughout the world and to help them begin to develop and to recover the human dignity that God gave them. So this is why we, as faith-based organizations responding to refugees and migrants throughout the world, felt the need to make this declaration and to, again, thank Pope Francis for his strong message this year.
Thanks there to Monsignor Robert Vitillo, Secretary General of the International Catholic Migration Commission. Pope Francis today also appealed for prayers for the Spanish Canary island of La Palma, where a big volcanic eruption last week forced many to flee their homes. The Pope urged everyone to pray for the displaced and rescue workers through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, who is venerated on the island under the title of Our Lady of the Snows. As Stefan Voss reports, flights to the island were temporarily halted due to thick smoke clouds.
La Palma's erupting volcano continues to roar, but authorities noticed on Sunday that lava flows remained slow. The island's government said there had been no significant incidents with the volcano since Saturday, when part of the crater collapsed and another river of lava emerged. It was the main reason why the airport on the Spanish island at least briefly reopened. The Spanish authorities said that La Palma Airport was operational again after closing Saturday due to a heavy fall of volcanic ash that coated the runway. People had been waiting there to leave the troubled island. We were supposed to leave today, but our flight was cancelled, this woman says, and we have to wait till Monday. That means more nights here, and the implications are that we cannot get back to work. The airport closure led to long lines at the island's port to catch ferries off La Palma. Tourists say they feel sorry for those being left behind. Officials have now allowed some evacuated residents to collect belongings from their homes. The volcano on La Palma, part of Spain's volcanic Canary Islands of Northwest Africa, erupted on September 19th. Authorities say the prompt evacuations of more than 6,000 people helped avoid or limit casualties on this island of about 85,000 residents. But many have lost everything they own as hundreds of properties were destroyed. Farmers rush to save crops of bananas, avocados, and grapes before the lava reaches plantations, which are rich with volcanic fertile soil on which many islanders depend for their livelihoods. This month's eruption is the first on La Palma in half a century, and scientists warn that the eruption could last for up to 3 months. Yet, amid the misery, people on social media dubbed one residence a miracle house. Footage showed it miraculously escaped the lava flow, which had destroyed anything else in its path. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In his catechesis ahead of the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis reflected on Jesus' exhortation in the day's gospel to put aside judgment and to prune our inflexibility toward others. In the gospel, the Apostle John speaks to Jesus on behalf of the other disciples who had seen a man cast out a demon in Jesus' name, even though he was not formally one of Jesus' followers. In response, Jesus tells the disciples not to restrict those who are doing good in his name. Jesus said the Pope admonishes his disciples for dividing people into good and bad, and he urged them to keep a close guard over their own hearts so as not to give in to evil. Pope Francis said Jesus warns against a temptation while at the same time offering an exhortation.
La tentazione è quella della chiusura.
The temptation, said the Pope, is to closedness and a groupthink mentality. The disciples think they have the exclusive right over Jesus, he said, and that they are the only ones authorized to work for the kingdom of God. This attitude results in them considering themselves privileged and others as outsiders to the extent of becoming hostile toward them. Pope Francis added that every type of closure separates us from those around us who do not think like we do.
È la radice di tanti mali nella storia.
This, he said, is the root of the many great evils in history, of the absolutism that has often generated dictatorships and so much violence toward those who are different. The Pope urged Catholics to be vigilant about a similar closed-minded attitude in the Church as well. Pope Francis then encouraged Christians to ask for God's grace so as to overcome what he called a nest mentality and the temptation to judge and categorize. These attitudes, he said, can turn Christian communities into places of separation and not of communion.
Lo Spirito Santo non vuole chiusure, vuole apertura.
The Holy Spirit does not want closedness, said the Pope. He wants openness and welcoming communities where there is a place for everyone. The Pope went on to say that Jesus also offers an exhortation in the day's gospel. Instead of judging everything and everyone, let us beware of ourselves. Jesus, he said, uses striking images of cutting off body parts, which symbolize the radical nature of his call to root out sin. Jesus is radical, demanding, but for our own good, like a good doctor, he said. Every cut, every pruning is so that we can grow better and bear fruit in love. Finally, Pope Francis concluded the Angelus address with an invitation to better our lives.
Cosa c'è in me che contrasta col Vangelo?
Let us ask ourselves, he said, what is it in me that is contrary to the gospel? What does Jesus want me to cut out of my life? As the United Nations holds its 76th General Assembly, the Vatican Secretary of State sent a video message to world leaders gathered in New York and online. Cardinal Pietro Parolin touched on a range of topics from the pandemic, the upcoming COP26 climate summit, and nuclear disarmament. In each of these global crises, said the Italian Cardinal, we must seek to rebuild the world through solidarity and hope. Here's a clip of Cardinal Parolin's address.
The theme of this general debate, Building Resilience Through Hope, focuses our attention on the crucial importance of hope in human affairs. Hope is different from optimism, which is an expectation that things will turn out well, or the idea that somehow history will inevitably develop on an upward trajectory. Instead, we know that our achievements are not unassailable. The maintenance of peace, the protection and promotion of human rights, the advance of integral human development, the care for our common home should never be taken for granted, but must be sought and secured by every generation. As new crises arise and others persist, we need hope to persevere in addressing them. Hope keeps us motivated when problems and disagreements seem unsolvable. It facilitates forgiveness, conscious that through reconciliation there can be a better future. It fosters resilience and inspires us to put in hard work even when we may not be able to see results achieved in our lifetime. For us Christians, hope is the most divine gift that can exist in the heart of mankind. It sees and loves what will be, in time and in eternity. Hope is expectation, fervent expectation, impassioned by the ultimate and definitive fulfillment of a mystery, that mystery of God's love.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. Many thanks go to our sound engineers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.